Hello and good morning to all our listeners. You've tuned into Market Minutes on Money Control and I'm your host Stacey Pereira. Today is Monday, August 12th and I'm here to tell you all about the important cues you should be tracking before we kickstart the trading session. Well, markets ended lower for the second consecutive week on Friday, with indices falling more than 1% for the whole week. However, if you look at Friday per se, markets rose by nearly 1% to narrow those losses that we saw due to the global sell-off last Monday. Sensex rose by 817 points to end at 79,706, whereas the Nifty gained about 250-odd points to shut shop at 24,367. Now, experts suggest that the 24,400 levels will be the next crucial one to be watching out for an upside towards 24,700 and at the upper end of that bearish gap which was created on August 5th. But if the index fails to close and sustain above that 24,400 levels, then consolidation may continue with support at 24,100 or the 24,000 zone. But markets will also be reacting to US-based stock seller Hindenburg's latest report over the weekend, where it goes on to level allegations against SEBI chairperson Madhavi Puri Bhuj on counts of conflict of interest with regards to the Adani Group, and also questions her credibility in investigating Hindenburg's allegations against the Adani Group. Since then, the SEBI chairperson has clarified that all disclosures and recusal norms of SEBI were diligently followed. She goes on to say that the investments in the funds referred to the Hindenburg report was done in 2015 as a private citizen. SEBI too has responded, stating that the allegations made by Hindenburg Research against the Adani Group have been duly investigated by the regulator. It has also asked investors to remain calm and exercise due diligence. And in the latest, Hindenburg too has once again come out with counter questions, asking whether other investments and businesses under the SEBI chairperson was engaged in through her husband's name while serving in her official capacity. But in our Voice of the Day segment, we get you how market veterans are reacting to this whole Hindenburg 2.0. Sunil Subramaniam spoke with our sister channel CNBC TV 18 and warned investors to not react in a knee-jerk manner and in fact look for opportunities to buy during such a correction.
And let me then explain that to you, because if you step away from the noise for a moment and then look at this from a slight distance, right? Who is Hindenburg, right? He is neither a non-profit nor is he an investor protection firm. He is a for-profit research advisory firm which advises its clients, including its own proprietary money, into shorting markets. And that's on the basis of doing research to find out unknown information and release it preferentially to their clients before they make it public, so that they take short positions, and as they then take short, they put their own prop money also, and which they disclose on their website. So they are clearly in this business to make money. Now, how is our money getting made? The money gets made when you create confusion in the masses of retail investors and in hedge funds and algorithmic funds which have to react to their news, right? So by doing this, so I would then now look at it from a perspective of the timing of the release. Saturday night, which means they want people to mull over this on Sunday, get into a kind of a panic, and maybe Monday morning come and kind of sell. So they are hoping to get a mass retail customers to panic a bit so that there is a price correction. The second aspect here, but also you have to look at it, this is part of a longer term game plan if you study it, right? Hindenburg, after coming out with the Adani report, right, obviously had wanted all its customers to have benefited hugely from shorting. And as things have transpired, the Adani stocks have bounced back. So actually, it's been a failure from that motive of making money of shorting Adani. So, and secondly, with SEBI serving the show cause notice, their credibility is now at stake. Because in turn, while they fired a thing, SEBI has fired a salvo against them. So now their credibility with their own community, where their research says we make money for your shorts, is probably at stake. So this has been something for them to hit back to restore their credibility within their thing and do some confusion. So I think if you then take this noise and look at it from that clear perspective, nothing that they say or do in terms of this action is affecting either India's fundamentals, earnings growth, growth story of the country, or the valuation of the stock market. So any short-term correction that happens because some people react to it, should be treated by a broader, longer-term market participants only as a occasion to buy. Because for an unrelated thing, you are getting a price correction, which is what you should pray for.
The Hindenburg report aside, markets will also make way for the OPEC monthly report as well as India's CPI and IIP data, which will be out later today. And among all the stocks that you need to be watching out for, Vodafone Idea, Voltas, Balrampur Chini, Mills will be among those that will be putting out their Q1 results. Markets will also be reacting to results of Aurobindo Pharma, where its Q1 net profits has jumped by 61%, coming in at 919 crore rupees. Also, the likes of a Jubilant Foodwork, whose Q1 profits has zoomed about 100%, coming in at 58.02 crore rupees in quarter one. With that, it's a wrap. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your other business updates. Have a great trading session, and we'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new episode of Market Minutes. Until then, goodbye.